Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Okay, this is Lamaya. I was giving you a call because I have a potential claimant on the line for Roundup. His name is Conrad, last name TRENCHFIELD. Is he ready for transfer?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, ma'am. Good as can be.
That's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling to verify that I was. Yep.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am. I didn't have an attorney yet.
And are you
Just
willing to?
say it again.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
No, ma'am, I have not signed any documents with another law firm.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that?
Yes, I am. On
Okay, thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I was.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in May of 2016, May the 21st to be exact, of 2016.
May 21st, 2016.
Yes, ma'am.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I had to be around 47, I think 40, yes, 47 years old.
Okay. And do you know this specific subtype by chance? Do you know if it was a B cell or a T cell lymphoma?
Yes, according to Dr. Montoya, it was a B cell lymphoma. Lymphoma, yeah.
The diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes, B cell lymphoma. I don't.
Okay. And where were you spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or was it for work?
Yes, it was at home. I had at the time I was living in a house. I had a nice big backyard, so I just tried to maintain it. Not much, you know.
And was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No, ma'am. Not that I'm aware of. I know my girl didn't. She wasn't affected or anything like that. It was just me and her.
Okay. And then can I get that home address where you were using the Roundup?
Yes, ma'am. It's 4021 Northeast, Second Way.
And what city was that in?
It's in Pompano Beach, Florida.
Okay. And the zip code's 32609?
No, 33064.
Okay. So it was 4021 Northeast Second Way in Deerfield Beach, Florida.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to show Deerfield, but it's pumping over. That's correct. 33064.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
I use Roundup for over almost 11 years.
Do you remember what year you first started spraying?
just like in 2005.
Okay, and what year did you stop spraying?
It had to be in the middle of 2016, May 2016.
May of 2016. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes, ma'am. I use it a lot.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
This is a cell phone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Right. And then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Right. Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS?
No, ma'am.
Autoimmune disease or hepatitis B?
No, ma'am.
Hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr?
No, ma'am. Not that I'm aware of.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No, ma'am.
And any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
Oh, no, ma'am. No one in my family had cancer.
Okay.
That I was aware of at that time.
Okay. And then can you spell your first and last name for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's C-O-N-R-A-D, Conrad Trenchfield, T-R-E-N-C-H-F-I-E-L-D.
Thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm male.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
November the 9th, 1969. I have a birthday coming up here on Saturday.
Oh, well, literally tomorrow. Oh, well, happy early birthday.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad I made it to see another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been cancer free since 2018. So.
Oh wow, that's so exciting. Well, that's good to hear.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Okay, and then can I get your social?
What you want, the last four digits or what? Because I'm kind of.
Yeah, the full is preferred, but you can do the last four if that's more comfortable.
Yes, I'm more comfortable. Give me the last four.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yes.
Yes, it's 0919.
0919. And then what is your height and weight?
I'm approximately 6'1", probably 185.
185. And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I heard a family member speaking of it, friends speaking of it. Then I finally saw a commercial on television, and that's when I decided to try to see whether I qualified.
Mm-hmm. Was that recent when you saw the commercial? Was it this year?
No, it was. I saw the commercial a little while back.
Well, back, like around the time that you were diagnosed, or?
No, not around that time. I just recently saw the commercial.
Okay, like 2022.
Yeah, somewhere up in I started hearing stuff about that. You know, I'll hear it on the radio, or I might hear, just hear it in the background on television, something about Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
I used to use that stuff.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, when
okay.
I used to hear it on, yeah, I was like, yeah, I used to use that stuff.
All right. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am. This is my main cell phone number. 954-497-0867.
Yes, thank you. And what is your email?
Yes, ma'am. It's cctrenchfield@gmail.com.
See, that was two C's?
Yes, ma'am. CC.
Okay. And how many times per month were you spraying Roundup for?
I use Roundup for, like I say, most almost two times out the week. So a month, you're going to be saying probably 10 times.
10 times a month?
Yeah, probably 10 times or more, because every time I seen a weed or I needed to kill something and make a flower bed or something. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes, I did. I sprayed Roundup, like I said, from 2005 all the way to 2016, and that's when I took my test.
Mm-hmm.
2017. So I used it a year before I was diagnosed.
And were you using any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. So, you know, I mean, I got it out of the store. I didn't think anything of it.
Right.
I thought it was a great product, to tell you the truth. The way it works, you know, it saved me from doing all the digging and rooting out stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you were using this in Florida, correct?
Yes, ma'am, in Florida. That's where I'm from, in Florida.
In Florida. And then if you had to just estimate the number of times you sprayed Roundup throughout your lifetime, what would you say? That could be over 10, over 20, over 30 times.
You saying how many times I may have sprayed the Roundup?
Yes. Just a rough estimate.
Hundreds of times.
Okay. And do you get your water from a water well?
The city provides the water, ma'am. I have no idea where the city gets the water from.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed?
The water and excuse me, ma'am?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I would. No, like my last statement was the city provides the water, so I have no idea if they get it from a well or from a lake or
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay, no worries. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No, ma'am. I've never been exposed to another pesticide or anything.
And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it the concentrate or premix?
Oh, the concentrate.
Concentrate. Where were you purchasing it from?
From one of those hardware stores, Home Depot. Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No receipts. No receipts, man. It's been so long ago. I hadn't given no receipts.
All right. And have you ever smoked?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Are you currently employed?
At the time, yes, ma'am.
As of right now, you're currently employed?
Yes, I'm doing part-time. I'm doing a part-time job, like working with someone, not employed with the company itself, but just working with someone as a laborer, like a helper. So, you know,
Okay. So self-employed.
Yeah.
Do you have an employer address or do you put your home
No, I
address?
don't. No, I don't. Yes, my home address would be the address for my, yeah, because I'm not, it's not a company or anything that I'm working with. I'm working with a guy that has his own.
And what is your current home address?
3201 Northeast First Avenue, Apartment 7, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33064.
That was, what was the apartment number?
Apartment number 7.
Okay, thank you. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Well, like earlier in the years when I got my diagnosis, I was losing some time from work. I used to take off, you know, to go get my treatments and stuff like that. So sometimes 8 to 10 days, you know, I'm being hospitalized for, you know, up to like a year, 14 month period. I was hospitalized, and, you know, for a period of 8 to 10 days at a time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. You know, man, that was a scary, scary moment in my life.
Well, I'm glad you're doing better now.
Yes, ma'am, I am. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
And have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am, I've never been in the military. Wanted to, but never had a chance. Had to work, unfortunately.
Oh. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, I haven't.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No, ma'am. I've never filed for any of those things.
And other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Other than no, ma'am.
Right. And then do you have medical
Just
records?
Minor. Do I have my medical records?
Yes.
No. I don't have I don't have any records on hand that I keep at home in a drawer and anything like that.
But it's at the hospital?
I'm not sure. I don't know how they operate once you know, once I go to the hospital and leave. I don't know how the operation, what the procedures.
Okay, so you don't have any medical records at home, but...
Not personally. Yeah, not at home, not personally for myself, no, ma'am.
Okay, so it's at the hospital.
Yes, okay. Probably at the hospital.
And what was the name of that hospital?
Oh, the hospital that Dr. Montoya worked at was HCA Florida Lake City Hospital.
That's the one on Commerce Drive?
Yes, yes, ma'am, on Commerce.
Right. And you said his name was Dr. Montoya?
Dr. Montoya. Matter of fact, he had the same first name as my cousin, so his first name was Vernon. Dr. Vernon Montoya.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that saved my life.
And do you remember when the last time you were treated?
The last treatment, when I started my treatment on, 26th of May, 2016. on my treatment date. So,
or it could just be the year.
Yeah, so I think it, 2016 was the last that, you know, I was treated.
Okay.
16 or 2017, if I'm not mistaken. One of those.
So May 26, 2016 is the most recent date that you remember?
Yeah, it was one of the recent that I remember, yes, I remember. I remember that treatment date.
And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Like I said, man, it scared the living crap out of me. I thought I wasn't gonna, you know, live to see.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna live this day, and. You know, just I was depressed, and you know, just thinking that, you know what I'm saying, I was gonna succumb to it. So that was all. That's all it was.
Right.
Yeah, I was depressed, and you know, just I was out of it for a period of time, just thinking about it, you know.
And did you receive any treatment for the non-Hodgkin's?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I was taking morphine for the pain. And the doctor also gave me immunotherapy to try to boost my immune system. And like I say, I did the chemotherapy one round per month for 3 months.
Okay.
To inject. Yes, ma'am, I used that.
Did you have any radiation?
Radiation therapy? No, just the chemo. All I know that the process was through injections.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just the chemo through an IV.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Well, I don't have one at the time. The contact number that I have was my girl, my common-law wife that I've been with for a while, but she, unfortunately, she left me one day out of the blue. So I don't have any contact number. I'm by myself.
Oh, I see. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's okay. We don't have to put one.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, I'm by myself, you know.
Okay, then I will leave
that
one blank.
Okay.
Okay. And then have you used DocuSign before?
Have I used what, ma'am?
DocuSign.
No, ma'am. I've never used DocuSign.
Okay. Because I just sent over the documents. You should have received it as a text link and
okay,
to
I'm
your
seeing,
email.
I'm seeing some emails coming. Yes, ma'am. I'm seeing some emails coming through.
Okay.
So you want me to sign them now, or can I sign them and return them after we're finished with the conversation?
You can do either or, whatever you're more comfortable with.
Yeah, because my phone has one red notch on it, so I'm thinking it's getting ready to die soon.
Okay, no worries. Then you can go ahead and look over those and send them back, and I'll send you a text from my direct line so you have my number as well as the attorney's information.
Okay.
So then if you have any questions at all, you can let me know and I can give you a call back.
Okay, I sure will, ma'am.
All right. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, ma'am. I appreciate your time. Thank you for taking the time out to hear my case.
Of course. So thank you so much. I hope everything goes well, and I hope you have a good birthday.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
Okay, you too. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.